wonderful time to the Lord, for all the saints, for all the churches. Yes, praise the Lord. We can be together in fellowship with the Father and with the Son and with one another. Praise the Lord. What a joy. Right, we spent some more time together in the Epistle of John. And we do have a little outline here prepared. If you don't have one, there are more this in the front here. But yeah, you may ask, wow, and maybe for the young ones, right, I heard, oh, 1 John again? We have been since the conference back in Europe, and throughout the week, I think in many churches we have been in this word already quite a while. But it's always good. Yeah, and we had not enough. That's right. It is always fresh and living when we turn to Him and we have a desire to seek Him more. Because for sure, the Lord has again and again to show us more.
Amen.
Right? More of His riches, more of His life, more of Himself. Amen. And so this morning, we want to spend some time in the matter of the Word of Life.
Amen.
It's very interesting, and yeah, that the Apostle John here introduces us the one man, Jesus Christ, who was ministering in the beginning when he started his ministry. And he declares him and he tells us what we have seen in those days, right?
Amen.
What we have heard, even handled, right? Yeah. They could handle him. And he's not saying of Jesus Christ, right? He's saying concerning the Word of Life.
Amen.
This is really wonderful. And we want to look into it, right? And we should ask, why does John mention that this way? Concerning the Word of Life. When we go back to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, there is also a beginning, right? It says there, in the beginning. Amen. That was the beginning of, like in Genesis 1, verse 1. In the very beginning was the Word. The Word. In the beginning was the Word.
Amen.
And was the Word alone?
It was with God.
Praise God. The Word was not alone. How often when you come to the Word, when we come to the Word, here, written, right? When we come to this Word, have a consciousness that this Word is with God and is God. I come to letters. I come to words. You know, we have all been taught. You have the ABC, the letters. They make words, pronouns, nouns, verbs, adjectives. These words make sentences. These words are going to make up a story, right? And you can learn from books. In books, you read words. Many words. And so we want to understand the Word with our mind. We want to get into it and analyze it, study it, what does it mean, etc. But when we come to this book, and not to this phone here, okay? to this Word of Life. When we come to this kind of a Word, it's unique. There is no other book than the Word of God, than the Bible. This Word is a Word of Life.
Amen.
Life. We all need life. That is our deepest need. Without life, you need to ask yourself, what do we have? Where is my dear son? He was just in a financial course, learned about stock market and money and how to make more money. Well, it's important, right? We have to be reasonable. We got to have some dollars, right? I mean, to make life, right?
Human life.
For you, we are for our human life. Money. But when this human life ends, your life, physical life, human life ends, what avails money all about? What is it worth? All the treasures we have and that we are distracted with in this human life, on this earth, right? If your life, physical life, is gone, it is over. Right. What do we have left? Right. So we need to ask ourselves, what do we really need? Right. And we need this kind of a word of life.
Amen.
Definitely. Every day proves we need more than just what we need for a normal human life. Mm-hmm. We need an inner life, a different life. We need Jesus.
Amen.
We need Him, right, in our daily life.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't think we will be so joyful this morning, right? We have already tasted of His life, right?
Amen.
And this life wants to grow and wants to increase, and there is definitely more of Jesus to gain in all of us. So the word was with God, still hidden, with God. How can it now become our life? How can this life become, this godly life become your life? Well, the word became flesh. Right? If you read on in John chapter 1, verse 14, the word became flesh.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Gospel of John, chapter 1. Because no one has seen God, when you read in Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14, the Word became flesh and dwelled among us.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. And then in verse 18, no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He has declared Him.
Yes.
And now, the same John writes in Epistle of John that also now he, as the apostle, declares this life. Right? Now it's our turn to declare this life.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
The life that was with God now became a man in Jesus Christ. And now we can have Him as our life. And also we should now manifest Him and declare Him.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. This life should be our life.
Amen.
Jesus came for what reason? He came that we may have good teaching, a good knowledge about Him, some words, a book that is called the Book of life, but you know, we're going to teach about it. No, He came. This man came, right? Declared God and declared life to us.
Amen.
He is life. He came that we may have life and to have it in abundance.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. May we have such a desire to have more of Him, more of this life in us. This word is not a word for teaching, a word for studying, a word to analyze. This word is life.
Amen.
Right? In John chapter 10, he said, I came that you may have life. And in John chapter 6, maybe we should read those verses. In John chapter 6, when he lived on this earth, John chapter 6. Starting in verse 50. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may study of it and have a lot of understanding. No. Right? It doesn't say that. This is the bread which came down from heaven, that one may eat. Eat. Amen. We can eat him today, and we can eat the word today. This word of life is for us to eat. Amen. That we may not die, right? That one may not die. I am the living bread, praise the Lord. Not dead. Living. Which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world.
Amen.
Amen. He, as a man, gave himself, right? And we should eat of him.
Amen.
Eat of his flesh. Now, many couldn't understand and said, we're quarreling about it. How can we eat of this man? Right? Of course, it's not meant. Right? They understood it literally, to eat of his flesh. No, that is not meant. He then goes on, right, and tells us, yeah, most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh, it is verse in 53, the Son of Man, and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life.
Amen.
And I will raise him up at the last day.
Amen.
For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him.
Amen.
Amen. And as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me.
Amen.
Amen. This is word of life, that now, when we keep reading here, right? He then says, does this offend you? In verse 61, when his disciples complained about this. Does this offend you? What then if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before?
Amen.
He was talking then about that he is going to die, resurrect, and ascend, right? And become the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Be poured out upon us, mm-hmm, to become the Spirit, right? It is, verse 63, the Spirit who gives life.
Amen.
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 Today we have the Word of Life as the Spirit indwelling in us.
Amen.
It is that Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. Don't come and try to eat of my flesh at that time, right, as a man. No, it is that the Lord still had to go through a process. Die, resurrect, ascend, and be poured out as this life-giving Spirit into all of us, so that we may eat him today.
Amen.
Not study. This bread of life became the word of life.
Amen.
This word is the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
Whenever we approach this word, don't come just to like any other book.
Amen. Amen.
Don't settle with anything else but with Him.
Amen.
To gain Him.
Amen.
To touch the Spirit. Amen. And to touch life.
Amen.
His life.
Amen.
His wonderful riches.
Amen.
All what He went through, all what He is, we have available right in this word.
Amen.
Of life.
Amen.
Right. And thereby we can grow.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Definitely it is food for us.
Amen.
This word of life is food for us.
Amen.
Like with any physical food. We all like maybe strawberries, right? Or many fruits here in California. Very sweet fruits. Very good. Very good to study. Mark, you came. You had some fruits and studied it. No? No. Even when we gave Vince, right? When you gave Enoch maybe a strawberry, you gave him a lecture for 2 hours? No?
I said strawberry and he ate it.
And he ate it. He ate and the nutritions and the vitamins came into him.
Mm-hmm.
His father didn't give him a lecture about strawberries, about the taste, about the composition, about the form and color and the soil that you need to have to grow it. No. No such thing. But in matter of God's life, we become complicated. Right? We want to analyze. We want to understand Him instead of coming to Him.
Amen.
Right? The Lord warned at that time about that the Pharisees and Sadducees, right? That you search the Scriptures. Right? And yeah, the Scriptures are testifying and telling about Me. But you are not willing to come to Me that you may have life. When we come to Him, right, come with an open heart.
Yeah.
Not to study Him, but listen to Him.
Amen.
Like John, he said, what we have heard.
Amen.
We can hear Him.
Amen.
We can see Him.
Amen.
We can behold Him. Praise the Lord. This life is so marvelous. And it's so available for us. And we can eat it and gain of Him more and more.
Yeah,
praise the Lord. Because there is something else, right? There is the knowledge of good and evil. Right? Like Vince wouldn't give Enoch so much knowledge about the strawberry, but would encourage his son, come eat, this is to eat. Right. Right. But we have seen other habits that creeped into Christianity. Right. One time, a young sister got saved, and we talked to her briefly after she got saved about baptism. And she had a desire to be baptized shortly after. Let's be baptized, right? But wait a minute. There were some brothers who said, no, wait, you first have to have a full understanding of baptism. Right? Let's call you in. Let's have an appointment and sit down with you, right? Come into this room. We are giving you all the knowledge of baptism. After 1 hour, that young sister had some more knowledge about baptism. and still had the desire, I want to be baptized. Good to know, right? After 2 hours, no more smiling, no more joy, no more desire, right? After 3 hours, he doubted whether she is qualified to be baptized. That's the knowledge that is really coming from a tree. When you eat from it, you will die. Right? It is a spiritual death that this knowledge can cause. Right? And this information and this questioning and this analyzing. Right? But you walk out of a room and life is gone. Right? So may we all be humble, right, and receive this implanted word with meekness, and receive it again and again. It's good to confess, and we need to do it again and again before the Lord. Lord, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I cannot create life, right, but you are the source of life. You have words of eternal life. You are that life, right? And we desire it more and more. Praise the Lord. We don't want to take from that tree, right, of knowledge of good and evil. But rather eat the strawberry. Eat him so that you will taste the sweetness. Taste how good he is.
Yes.
Taste, right, of him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, wonderful of his word that we have given. Yeah, by the epistle here, right? And the word really must be our life.
Amen.
The word of life. Praise the Lord. Yeah, may we have more fellowship together, right, and to seek this life together.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I'm really touched by what was said, that the Word is not alone. The Word is with God, and even went on to say that the Word is God.
Yeah.
It's good to have such a consciousness when we come to the Word.
Amen.
That we're not just reading the Word alone. Many times we do that. And that's not just reading it with God, but it is God. We need to touch God when we read the Word. That is good to be reminded that we're coming to God Himself. The Word of life, really wonderful. I would like to be more conscious when I read the Word, that I'm not just reading dead letters. It is God Himself, right? Not just with God, but the Word is God. When we really turn to our spirit and receive it as spirit and life.
Amen.
In Him was the life.
So I really enjoyed this word about the simplicity that is in Christ, and coming back to life is just so basic.
Amen.
And we're living in very complicated times.
That's right.
And we ourselves in our natural life are complicated or can be complicated.
Yeah.
But praise the Lord for His life.
Yes.
And we can learn to live by His life. And His life in us has the ability to help us grow.
Amen.
And to change us.
Right.
And to strengthen us.
Yes.
And to help us overcome.
That's right.
So I just want to praise the Lord for being here with all of you.
Amen.
And I'm full of joy this morning that we're here together enjoying life.
Amen.
It's the life of God.
Amen.
In His Son, Jesus Christ,
yes,
poured out as the Spirit for right, all of us in His body to enjoy.
Amen.
Praise Him.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen.
This morning I went to the hotel to have breakfast with the saints, of course with my brother especially there, my sister. You know, we had a good time. Everybody was happy and nobody was studying and arguing and debating and studying about the food. But we are all just enjoying simple breakfast. So wonderful, full of joy. It's not a funeral meeting. It's a meeting full of enjoyment, really. Right. In all my 60 years of serving the Lord, and I've witnessed and seen so many teachers and knowledge, and in every meeting and conferences, thousands of messages about the Bible. But I can tell all of you that the result of those knowledge is that they call it some kind of a studies about life and talking so much about life, but it's a doctrine about life. You know, how are you going to study life? The only time you study life is in med school and you have a corpse right there.
Yeah.
And you're dissecting the corpse. Yeah. I didn't see anyone there doing it with joy. But those who are dissecting the body and having the skull in your head, can you imagine? I even had a skull on my table in the dorm.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
No.
But you know, nobody was joyful. That's the only time you study. But you don't study a living person. You study your dad all the time, every day. I'm glad you didn't. But you had a living relationship. God is living. Right? But if a person is dead, just like our brother said, there's no fellowship in the cemetery. I don't see anyone talking next to the other one. Have you? It's quiet. And it's a sad place. You see anyone joyful in a cemetery? No. But in your home, well, praise the Lord. We had lunch one time, right? Marcus was there. Everybody was laughing, especially the young ones. Laughing so loud, I have to say, a little bit quiet, please. Because the fellowship is joyful. You're dealing with living person. This is life. This is life. And don't study. You know, I've done studying for so many years. I'm through with it. Finished. I told the Lord, Lord, I want you. I want to know you. Because He's a living person. But those who were studying at the time Jesus was on this earth, who were they? They were the
Pharisees.
Scribe. What does it mean, a scribe? Who studied the scriptures? They're the expert. They're the Pharisees. the chief priests, the elders, are they happy?
No.
I tell you, they were definitely not happy. And they hate the Lord Jesus Christ. At the end, they put him away and crucified him. But they know the Bible. They even search the scriptures. The Lord says, right, do you mention John chapter 5? You search the scriptures, but you hate me. You wouldn't come to me that you might have life. And how many Christians today, and this is not trying to, you know, put them down or criticize them, but this is our own experience. Like when we read the Bible, we are so religious. After we close the Bible, you become a different person. You didn't care about him anymore. When you're reading the Bible, you're very religious. You close your eyes, you pray, you read it. Very nice. After half an hour, you close it, finish. You become a different person. And I saw the result of so many decades of studying. And I'm not saying they even give the wrong teaching. Of course, not everything is right. No one is perfect. I heard a brother who teaches the Bible, and at the end he began to teach that God became man so that man can become God. Wow. You want to become God? No, thank you. I'm happy to be just a child of God, a son of God. Right. But how much do we know him in person? How did you know your parents? By books? What books? No? Then how did you know your parents? By life. You just have life and you're born and then you then went out to the park every day and you will know your parents. So how did you know them?
Fellowship with them.
Oh, that's wonderful. Life needs fellowship. Suppose, Emmanuel, after you were born, your parents just throw you out in the street. Will you know them? Oh, but you have human life now. You have life. But you will not know. And how are you going to grow in this life? You need fellowship. You need fellowship. I came from a family with 13 children. I didn't know how my parents did it, but to take care of 13 kids. But we all knew them, not by books. There's not one book written about my parents, okay? Right, Shirley, George? Which book did you read to know Dad? And who taught you? No, it is being together with him, with them.
Yep.
Right. And this relationship is a relationship of love.
Yeah.
Until this very day, I'm 80 and I still dream many times about my parents.
Yeah.
Right. Because there is that loving, wonderful relationship. It's a relationship of life. Right. So, how do you know God? Definitely you need the Bible. I'm not saying you don't. But you have to realize the Word of God, just like we heard this morning, is not just words. like George Ock testified, he was touched by the word was with God. And then the word was God.
Amen.
And then in him was life. And the life was the light of man. Is this the way you come to the word? Right. Don't eliminate God. The word isn't separated from God. The word becomes the letter that kills, it says. Why? Because the letter will tell you to do the right thing, but you cannot do it because you don't have the life. So the word must be always mingled and joined together with God.
Right.
Don't ever read the Bible without God. Then you're a theologian. And you become a scribe and a Pharisee. You want to be one? But today there are so many. There's so many. And the worst thing is what John says, you may even be Antichrist. Because you know the truth, but you don't care, you don't do it. And you have your own interpretation, so you'll be teaching somebody else that is contrary to what the Lord is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now you talk about that newly baptized. And no, not yet baptized, newly saved,
yeah.
But wanting to be baptized. But if you talk to the wrong person, the longer you talk, the less you want to be baptized.
Yeah.
Oh, not just 3 hours, you have to be at least 6 months learning some lessons, studying the class. Then you see, if you pass, then you can be baptized, but not into the water, but a few drops in your head. Contrary to what God really says and what God wants.
Mm-hmm.
So don't think it is okay, just come and read the Bible. No, John didn't say, just read the word. He says the word of life.
Amen.
And life must be manifested.
Amen.
So, Corey, when you come to the Bible, come to God.
Yeah.
Come to the Lord Jesus himself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
It doesn't matter if you understand or not, but you have the Holy Spirit indwelling you that will always enlighten you and teach you, but according to the measure of your growth in life. You don't teach a person in the first grade physics. E equals MC squared. The child, okay, I know E, A, B, C, D, E, I know M, I know C, and I know 2. But that's all I know. But there's something much, much, much deeper than what Einstein said. The word is God. And you want to gain God himself. This is the message that our brother is sharing with us this morning. After so many years of searching, researching, and searching again, and hearing so many messages, today I'm done with it.
Amen.
I told the Lord, I only want to know you.
Amen.
Reveal yourself to me.
Amen.
How are you going to see him if he doesn't reveal himself to you? And opening and enlightening your inner eyes and enlightening your understanding by the spirit of wisdom and revelation. You don't need theology, you need the Holy Spirit teaching you, enlightening you, opening our eyes, because we are spiritually blind. You want to hear the Spirit, you need a special ear to hear him. This is why in the book of Revelation it says, he who has an ear, you say, oh yeah, I got it. Don't you have ears? How many?
2 ears.
So, you mean so you cannot hear the Holy Spirit speaking? Huh? Everybody's, why does it say he who has an ear? Lord, I have. Not just one, but two. But the Lord is talking about inner ear. To hear the Spirit speaking, we need an inner ear. So Paul prayed, the eyes of your heart will be enlightened.
Amen.
Yes, the eyes of our heart.
So don't think, right, oh, I know how to read. Just read the Bible. It's very easy. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In Him was life, and life was the light of man. Amen. And walked away. No. We have to come with an open heart, a desire, a hunger. Lord, I want to know you. I don't want to be a theologian. I don't want to be a scribe, a Pharisee. It's sad, you see. You know, very sad. Far he sees, and sad you see. At the end, they're all anti-Christ. They didn't care for the Lord. Eat Jesus. Where do you hear that? BJ, how long have you been a Christian?
I was born in a Christian household.
Wow. And you're about 24, 25 now. And so, since you were born, how many times and where did you hear eating Jesus?
Not until I was about 21 and a half.
Oh. Wow. 21 and a half, and where did you hear about eating Jesus?
In Mount Zion.
That's right. That's right. Because nobody talks about eating Jesus. Even in John chapter 6, when the Lord says, eat me, all the over 10,000 people ran away. Ran away. How can this man give his flesh for me to eat? You want me? You want to have a bite? I'm your grandpa, you can eat me. You may say, you don't love me? Of course you do. Get a bite. But the Lord is not talking about the flesh. He says, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. The flesh profits nothing. They didn't wait till the Lord really explained. And the Lord went through death, and then came out in resurrection, ascended, fully prepared to pour out the Spirit, because the Spirit is His reality.
Amen.
Now you can eat Him through the Word. Mm-hmm. It's a mystery, but this is God's way.
Amen.
How do you live? By going to school? By being an optometrist? How often? Analyzing at breakfast time, noon time? No. We all know.
Yeah.
When you're eating, you don't need to analyze. You taste and see. This is what Peter says. Taste and see
Amen.
That the Lord is good.
Amen.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord. I hope we all exercise. It's not hard.
Yeah.
Shirley, is it hard to eat breakfast? Lunch? Dinner? No, it's not hard. Right. We can all eat. Learn to eat the best heavenly food.
Amen.
The word of life, the word of eternal
Amen.
Life.
Amen. Amen.